It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right, needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5, touchdown, Giants, 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John Schmelk.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter, you can send in your questions and comments to hashtag Giants Chat, and it's all brought to you by Andrew Mark. Good morning, everybody. I'm John Schmelk. One day away from the weekend when NFL teams can begin to talk to free agents on other teams. Signings can't happen until the 12th, but on the 9th, that's tomorrow, they can start talking. All the rumors will start flying, and guys will start moving places, and we're going to get a better sense of what some of these rosters are going to look like in 2013. Now, obviously, the Giants don't announce any of this stuff, and none of it is official, according to the New York Giants, but according to reports from a number of sources, Ralph Vacchiano had it, Paul Schwartz had it, Tom Rock. I can go through the laundry list if you want me to. But they all reported yesterday the Giants restructured a handful of contracts, Corey Webster, David Boss, to create some more money under the salary cap to give them some room to work. Now, again, according to reports and according to their sources, the Giants have around $9 million of salary cap space to operate with. What the actual official number is, I don't know. The Giants don't release that information. So the Giants have given themselves some flexibility to make some moves when free agency begins next week. And obviously, if reports are to be correct, Ralph Vacchiano, had an article on the Daily News this morning. Sources say their first priority is re-signing Kevin Booth and Martellus Bennett. I think Booth's probably a higher priority. I understand that, and I believe the Giants are interested in bringing back their own guys. You want to have a consistent core. That's how it goes in the NFL. That's how you win football games. But the question I have for you guys this morning, we've talked about the Giants' own fringe a lot over the course of this offseason. What do you want the Giants to do outside the organization? What players that are out there that you want them to look at, maybe bring in to make the Giants a little bit better in 2013? There are a lot of guys out there. We'll go through them. But we got a couple people on hold waiting to talk some Giants football. Let's get to them at 201-939-4513 and start with Pete in Pennsylvania. Pete, good morning.
Morning.
How are you, Pete?
Oh, fine. I'm fine. Giants football. Myself,
yes.
I've been a fan since the Alex Webster, Frank Gifford days.
Very nice.
But I can't, it's very difficult for me now to continue to be a Giant fan.
Why is that, Pete?
Why is that? Because I can't stand inconsistency every Sunday, and I can't stand hot and cold. You're either going to play consistent football, aggressive football, or forget it.
I understand your pain with the inconsistency, but it's hard to get too upset when you do have two Super Bowls in the last 5 years.
Well, you know, let's not talk about past. I want to know future.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Me personally, there's absolutely positively no way I'd pay Eli Manning $100 million to be a quarterback. Absolutely not. He's not a Brady, he's not a Breeze, and he will never be his brother.
Is he? Do you think he's as good as Joe Flacco?
I think Flacco's better.
Do you really think Joe Flacco's better than Eli Manning?
You want me to tell you something about Eli Manning?
Sure.
Eli Manning is good.
Okay.
When he's got 5 minutes to throw the ball, when he's got people in his face, he takes the ball and heaves it. And wherever it goes, it goes.
Well, I can tell you that that's the case for a lot of quarterbacks in this league. Very few quarterbacks play extraordinarily well when they have defenders in their face.
Giants have no line. They have no offensive line. They can't give Manning the time. They need help. The Giants need help, and why on earth are they keeping Corey Webster? I have no idea. He stinks. Well, in plain English.
No, they don't really have, Pete, any other cornerbacks on the roster to replace him if they let him go. That's the problem.
That's the problem. That's absolutely the problem. But believe me, last year he got beat. He was pathetic.
He had a bad year. There's no question.
Yeah, he had a bad year. And I mean, they've got to do something. Running backs, they've got some good prospects, but they need a proven running back. I mean, they've got some kids in there that are going to be good, but they need a proven running back. And they have Cruz and Hicks, that's fine, but what happens when those two guys get double teamed? They need a halfback or somebody that they can throw the ball to. I can't see the Giants, unless